From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The World Health Organization says it suspects a link between the mosquito-borne Zika virus and a rare birth defect that gives babies abnormally small heads, but says so far the evidence is circumstantial. This is the WHO's Director General, Margaret Chan.
Although a casual link between Zika infection in pregnancy and microcephaly has not, and I must emphasize, has not been established, the circumstantial evidence is suggestive and extremely worrisome.
Meanwhile, a WHO spokesman, Christian Lindmeier, said the UN agency plans a special session on Thursday on the virus during a Geneva meeting of its executive board. He said the virus has been associated with 4,000 microcephaly cases in Brazil, El Salvador, Panama, Colombia, Cape Verde, and also have large outbreaks. Paris police fired tear gas and taxi drivers lit bonfires on a major highway Tuesday amid nationwide strikes and protests over working conditions and competition from non-traditional services such as Uber. This is the president of the internet website Taxis de France. He says in two words, what we want is either eradication or compensation, simply. There's no arguing about it. There's no more negotiations. We're the ones who are going to command now. We've suffered for the past 3 or 4 years. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Manuel Valls met with the taxi drivers in an attempt to defuse tensions. He condemned the drivers' violence, but promised to strengthen a police crackdown on the competing taxi services and the drivers are protesting. Meanwhile, hundreds of French taxis were blocked a massive intersection. VOA News. Pope Francis met with the Iranian president Tuesday, joining a cordial discussion which touched on the recent nuclear accord and Iran's role in the region. President Hassan Rouhani met first with Francis privately for 40 minutes and later with other officials. The Vatican, in a statement, said the conversation delved into the nuclear accord recently taking effect and the important role that Iran was called to play to combat terrorism along with other countries in the region. The Vatican described the talks as cordial. After the meeting, Iran's president asked Pope Francis to pray for him. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrives in Beijing Tuesday. It's the last stop of his Asia trip, with territorial disputes in the South China Sea looming as a likely talking point. Before his visit to China, Kerry also made stopovers in Laos and Cambodia. That's two countries where Beijing's influence runs deep and Washington is looking to expand ties. Humanitarian agencies are calling for unimpeded access to millions of besieged people in Syria and for the funds needed to support their life-saving operations. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Syria will mark 5 years of civil war that has evolved into the biggest humanitarian crisis in the world. The United Nations estimates more than 250,000 people have been killed, 6.5 million Syrians have become internally displaced, and 4.5 million people have become refugees. UN resident and humanitarian coordinator for Syria, Yaqub El-Hilo, says the warring parties are using starvation as a war tactic. He says aid agencies are unable to reach more than 4.5 million people because of military action, lack of security, and attacks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Officials in Afghanistan say a policeman suspected of having links to the Taliban killed 10 fellow officers Tuesday in the central province of Uruzgan. The pre-dawn violence happened at a security post in the Shinarto district. The rogue policeman drugged his colleagues before shooting them dead. And said, according to a spokesman for the provincial governor, he added that an Afghan policeman believed to be the attacker has been missing from his post, along with the vehicle, weapons, and other equipment from the slain officers. Authorities in Malaysia say 13 bodies washed ashore on a beach in the southern state of Johor Tuesday. A district police chief says the victims are comprised of 4 men and 9 women, were among 35 illegal migrants from Indonesia whose boat capsized during rough weather. A search and rescue mission is underway. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.